Welcome back to SwampSwami.com sports commentary and more. And it's the weekend we've been waiting for. Dayton and Gonzaga will head to the make-believe March Madness championship game. The Cinderella season for Dayton will continue, but the clock finally struck midnight for the Stephen F. Austin Lumberjacks on Saturday night in Atlanta during the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness Final Four national semifinal game on Saturday night. In the first game of Saturday's make-believe March Madness doubleheader, the Dayton Flyers, now 34-2, dream season will continue after the East number one seed took a hard-fought 82-77 victory to advance to the national championship game. Dayton's Naismith National Coach of the Year, Anthony Grant, took a page out of Villanova's game plan with a methodical offense and stifling defense in taking down the Wildcats. The surprising Flyers from the Atlantic 10 Conference, winners of 25 games in a row, forced Villanova into 10 first-half turnovers in grabbing a 39-32 first-half advantage. Dayton has not lost a basketball game since an overtime loss to Colorado back on December 21st, 2019. In the second half of the game Saturday, the pro-Dayton crowd in Atlanta lifted the Flyers' offense as All-American forward Obi Toppin caught fire and threw down a key dunk during a pivotal 12-1 run. Toppin finished the game with a game-high 26 points and 11 rebounds and 3 block shots. Guard Jalen Crutcher nailed 4 straight free throws in the final minute to steal the victory for the Dayton Flyers. Villanova, winners of 11 of its past 12 games and champions of the Midwest region as the number 3 seed, kept the contest close, but Coach Jay Wright's Big East team never led during the opening game of the national semifinals. The Wildcats shot 40% from the field, but missed a number of three-point attempts as they tried to rally down the stretch. Guards Justin Moore and Colin Gillespie led the Wildcats with 15 points apiece. Villanova's season now ends with a record of 28-8. In national semifinal game number 2, number 12 South seed Stephen F. Austin excited the crowd in the first half of their game with West Regional champion Gonzaga, but the Zags' dominating front line delivered the decisive blow as Gonzaga, now 36-2, grabbed a thrilling 86-82 win over SFA in the SwampSwami.com make-believe March Madness National Semifinal Nightcap game in Atlanta on Saturday. The darlings of this year's MBMM event and winners of 19 straight games heading into the contest, Stephen F. Austin raced to an early 8-0 lead and forced Gonzaga coach Mark Few to burn an early timeout. The pro-Lumberjack crowd roared its approval as SFA's defensive energy led to 8 fast-break baskets during the first half as the team headed to the locker room, leading 45-40. Starting guards Kevon Harris and Roti Ware pressured Gonzaga into 10 first-half turnovers, which led to several easy baskets for the Lumberjacks. After halftime, Gonzaga protected the basketball much better, though, and then methodically worked the ball into the lane to their much bigger front line. Sophomore Filip Petrusev dominated the game down the stretch as the 6'11 forward scored 22 of his game-high 28 points in the second half as Gonzaga finally snagged the lead for the first time at 75-74 with just over 4 minutes left in the game. The Southland Conference champions, Stephen F. Austin, missed a few key free throws in the final 2 minutes of play as the upstart Lumberjacks concluded their most successful season in school history at 32-4. The Atlanta crowd gave SFA's starting five a lengthy standing ovation as the starters came off the court in the final seconds as fourth-year head coach Kyle Keller called a timeout to empty his bench and salute his starters after the game's outcome had become certain. Number 1 West seed Gonzaga now takes on number 1 East seed Dayton in the SwampSwami.com 2020 Make-Believe March Madness Championship game on Monday night in Atlanta. Which fake team will reign supreme? Come back on Tuesday and we'll find out.